Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Are robots the teachers of the future? Matt Taylor, assistant professor of electrical engineering at Washington State University, is programming computers to assist in the learning process.
I work on artificial intelligence, and my goal is to help robots become common and useful in our homes and businesses. The people who build and program robots can't anticipate every possible situation. Robots must know how to adapt and to handle new tasks. Here at Washington State University, we want them to be able to transfer their learned knowledge to newer models or even to humans. Our research has created a student-teacher framework to allow very different types of robots to teach one another. We recently taught virtual robots, or agents, to play video games. After an agent learned to play a game, it became a teacher, providing advice to a new student agent. In fact, the student agent learned to play the game of Pac-Man faster than if it had to learn just on its own. The goal of the teacher is to give advice when it would make the biggest difference. If you've ever taught in a classroom, you'll understand that the trick is knowing when to advise and when to hold back. It's the same with robots. Too little advice and there's no improvement in learning. Too much advice and the robot just mimics the teacher. Our student agents were able to benefit from their coaching, learning better with advice than without it. Eventually, the students could outperform the teacher. After all, we don't want students to be limited by imperfect teachers. Robot students should be able to use and then improve upon a teacher's knowledge. Our future plans include applying our methods to physical robots. We're also expanding our framework to allow for three types of teaching: robots teaching robots, humans teaching robots, and robots teaching humans. Our goal is to let humans and robots work better together, learn from each other, and solve real-world tasks.
That was Matt Taylor of Washington State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change. The impulse of your